Hello, today is March 3rd, 2024, and today we have the Eight of Cups reversed. The Suit of Cups is emotional, and we have an introspective mood today, having drawn the Eight of Water in the reverse, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. This is a tricky card, especially in the reverse. Matters of the heart are rarely simple. To go within is what we must do now. Do we give this another chance, or is it time to move on? This is the should I stay or should I go card. In the upright, we're watching a human from the back, under a starless, twilight-colored sky, alone in the world except for the moon overhead, shown in different phases on different versions of the card, waning or waxing, and on this version of the Rider-Waite-Smith, full, although the round, full yellow moon, tucked into the crescent shape, gives the appearance of a shadow as if we're witnessing an eclipse. It is eclipse season, and we do have a lunar eclipse on the 25th of this month, which should be visible to the naked eye. Meanwhile, it's low tide as we watch our human from the back in a red cape and boots pick his or her way up along a rocky shore away from us with the aid of a walking stick. We can see by a mountain in his or her path that this will not be an easy journey, and we really don't know what lies ahead. This picture is framed by a white border on the card in a way that gives us the feeling we're looking through a window. In the foreground, there are two rows of gold cups lined up on the windowsill, five on the bottom row and three at the top, but they're not stacking up properly. An empty space in the top row looks like a missing tooth, which is sometimes in a health reading, for entertainment purposes only, what this card of the Minor Arcana can actually suggest, neglected teeth. Do we try to save the bad tooth or have it pulled? It's a good metaphor in any case for this unfulfilled, maybe it's just a matter of a filling, card. The Suit of Cups or Hearts is about love, of course, and in the upright, our human is walking away from this scene. Something is missing from his or her life, and it's not just a tooth. These cups are endeavors or even people in whom we've invested heart and soul in. Something, though, is still missing. The low tide or receding water leaves our cups high and dry on sand beside the now shallow inlet. We could be looking at a lake slowly drying up. The eight cups look to be empty. In the upright, our human senses fulfillment to be out there, somewhere where certainly the grass is greener. The mountains in the distance do have hints of green, at least in this strange half moonlight. In the reverse, our human has turned around and has decided to give this arrangement, or relationship, or endeavor, one more chance. This card talks about anything we're emotionally invested in. In the upright, this human has been accused of abandonment. This card is one of the ghost cards. Think of a spirit, a ghost, forever bound to a drying up old ghost town. On some version of the sad card, the gold cups are crumbling into the sand, tilting and cracked. Our ghost can't move on, but can't rest either. In the reverse, this card requires some deep, honest self-examination. Although it's a simple question, what do I really want? It may also be one of the hardest to answer. To be happy would seem to be obvious. Only to pose the next question, what makes me happy? Our wanderer is either lost or lucky today. Either he or she makes a habit of avoiding deeper waters altogether, condemned to be forever the lonely, unfulfilled seeker, or has realized that what he or she has been looking for is not found without, but within. In the reverse, this may have been the lesson learned. After all, we are so close. This card calls for one more wholehearted effort. At least then, if we must walk away, we'll know we gave it our all.